April 21st, Chuck Norris.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
That Chuck is competitive might be the understatement of a couple of centuries. From powerboat competitions to famous fights on television, Chuck and his martial arts expertise are legendary. But Chuck has a contemplative side, too. He writes screenplays and books, and he supports charities such as Make-A-Wish Foundation and the United Way. Norris describes himself as a shy kid in school who never excelled at anything. Just goes to show what God can do with a man who trusts him. On this date, in 1993, the first episode of Walker, Texas Ranger aired on CBS. The show followed a number of Chuck's box office movie hits and lasted for 8 years.
When you choose to be bold and put your faith on the line, God will use it for His glory. It's been said, before the boogeyman goes to sleep, he checks his closet for Chuck Norris. And the only time Chuck Norris uses a stunt double is in crying scenes. The real-life Chuck Norris is strong and powerful because he believes in God. Norris served in the Air Force, was a world champion in karate, and has starred in several films and TV. And of course, he and Bruce Lee have a legendary fight in The Way of the Dragon. Throughout all his success, he has consistently stuck to his faith, even when it could cost him a lot. Chuck Norris is best known for the TV show Walker, Texas Ranger, which ran from 1993 to 2001. It was a highly rated and much-loved show. Chuck played a Texas Ranger who used his martial arts skills and peaceful demeanor on the screen to fight for justice. When I started the show, Chuck said, the producers wanted the plot to be a bit more risque. I told them I didn't do that in the movies, and I don't want to do it now. Let's just keep the show family-friendly. Chuck took a risk, and it paid off. Walker, Texas Ranger became a show that families could watch together, and it had a long run. Proverbs 29:25 says, fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. In the fifth season of the show, when Chuck's wife Gina asked him, why don't you do a faith-based show? He called the CBS higher-ups and asked. The answer was a resounding no. We have Touched by an Angel and Highway to Heaven. We don't need that kind of stuff on an episode of Walker, Texas Ranger. Norris challenged them. Guys, let me do one faith-based episode, and if it's not the highest-rated show of the year, I'll never ask again. The executive producers allowed Chuck to make an episode in which faith was emphasized. It was called The Neighborhood, the 100th episode of the show. And it was about forgiveness and redemption. The Texas Ranger helped a little girl bring peace to her neighborhood. As Chuck predicted, it turned out to be the highest-rated show of their year. Today, there's a variety of long-running Chuck Norris jokes, like Chuck Norris uses pepper spray to spice up his steaks. And throughout his career, Norris has never taken offense at these jokes. But someone once said, Chuck Norris's tears can cure cancer. Too bad he never cries, ever. Chuck did respond to that particular joke. He said, there was a man whose tears could cure cancer or any other disease, including the real cause of all diseases, sin. His blood did. His name was Jesus, not Chuck Norris. If your soul needs healing, the prescription you need is not Chuck Norris's tears, it's Jesus' blood. What kind of risk do you take to help people get to know Jesus? When we are bold and put our faith on the line, God will use it for His glory.
Hello, men. Today is April 21st. My name is Jason Webb, the VP of Global Sales for Abundant Television. Today's story is on Chuck Norris, a figure that I grew up with and that I idolized most of my life. I was a huge karate fan growing up, and he was always the center of it. Chuck Norris was a huge man of faith, and his stories are legendary, as you heard today. I loved the stories about his jokes and how he took them. One incredible thing that he had was God in his life, and he pushed everything to God, saying that, you know, God could cure cancer with his tears, not Chuck the Nurse's tears. He pushed everything to God. The statement today, and that I want to challenge you with, is when you put God at the front of the line, he will show up. Be bold in your faith. How do you do that? How do you do that on an everyday basis? Be bold in your faith so God can show up. I ask this for you to look at this in your heart today and see how you do that. God bless. Have a great day.